This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Meredith Turk. A state audit says Missouri paid more than $170,000 to child care providers that did not open or expand their facilities as planned. The report released today by auditor Tom Schweik looks at grants provided through a Department of Social Services program between 2010 and 2011. The audit says one facility received over $22,000 to open an in-home child care facility that no children attended. Another facility got $60,000 for a center that was never built. And a third facility was paid almost $90,000 to expand but did not add as many children as projected. The Missouri Highway Patrol is warning boaters that if they're not responsible on the water, they might be making waves in the criminal justice system. Jennifer Davidson has more.
The patrol is joining a national program called Operation Dry Water. Marine law enforcement officers across the country work together to hold special patrols during the last week in June to look out for boaters who are impaired by alcohol. Any boat operators found to have a blood alcohol content of 0.08% or higher will be arrested, according to a release from the patrol. Last year, Missouri troopers arrested 20 people for boating while intoxicated in one weekend. The patrol says special operations like this one will continue throughout the summer months. I'm Jennifer Davidson.
Columbia residents identified improvements to public safety, roads, and stormwater infrastructure as key priorities in a survey conducted by the City Council. The Council met Friday and Saturday in its annual planning retreat to discuss future payment options. Columbia City Manager Mike Mathis says the survey will provide the focus for new proposals.
We're going to focus any new money we have on streets and police and stormwater.
The council also discussed issuing a $43 million bond to pay for the infrastructure improvements. The bond could raise property taxes, adding an additional 18-cent tax. Suggested uses for the money include stormwater repairs as well as a new police station. The Missouri Department of Agriculture has announced an expansion of a quarantine area on pine products to Adair and Clark counties. The quarantine prohibits the distribution of pine products as an attempt to reduce the spread of the pine shoot beetles. Missouri conservation entomologist Rob Lawrence says he's concerned about the species spreading to other areas.
We know it has impact on Christmas trees, but we're not sure what impact it's going to have as it moves farther south and gets into the pine forests of southern Missouri.
To monitor the foreign pests, organizations such as the USDA have created surveys and set traps in susceptible areas. The bug originated in Europe and showed up in Michigan and Ohio about 20 years ago. Lawrence says people should always get lumber and firewood near the area of intended use. For KBIA News, I'm Meredith Turk.